Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to In the Studio with your girl Lynn is here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That time right now is 6:02 on the West Coast, and you know I'm Queen of the Northwest Quarter. And on the East Coast right now it is 9:02 p.m. We on the West Coast are just having our dinner or just finishing up. Anyway, and the show phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Welcome. If you're joining us around the world or in the chat room is open. You can go in there and continue with the discussions as I'm talking about the news or give your opinions. And also the phone lines are all open if you want to call in and discuss it over the air. That's fine too. So anyway, and we let me see, what else can I say? Discussions Weekly will center around hot topics, politics, sports, weather, music, whatever that's hot topic this week, and most entertainment news around television, movies, or cable shows, updates on performers, singers, actors, and sports figures. If there is a subject you would like to see discussed, please contact me at my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Thank you for supporting the show. We're very grateful. Okay, so today's show, we're going to talk about, first up is sports. If you're not aware, Cortez Kennedy passed. He was a Seahawk here in Seattle, Washington. So we're going to discuss, give him his talk about that. And then I'm going to about Kaepernick. We don't know what's going to go on with him, so I've got an article, and we're going to talk about it, you know, where he's going, what's going to happen, his contract and all that. Okay, and then we've got some politics, too, that we're going to discuss. It's been an interesting week. Always is with 45th, huh? And with Comey and Flynn and all that. So anyway, that's coming up too, we're going to talk about. So, and we'll probably end the show with a prayer, because I put up a new prayer. So if you go to my website, as I said, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. These stories that I'm going to be reading to you, they're all on my website, so you can go in there and read them for yourself. Also, the prayers is on there, and the sports and the political news. The political news is all under blog news, so that's where you'll find that. Okay. All right, so let's begin. So Cortez Kennedy remembered for dominance on the field as well as generosity off. As news of Cortez Kennedy's death stunned the NFL community yesterday, former teammates and coaches remembered the Seattle Seahawks Hall of Fame defensive tackle for his dominance on the field and his generosity off of it. He took care of everybody, said Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, who played two seasons with Kennedy and grew closer to him after they both retired. Everybody loved him in that building. You just hate to see a guy lose his life in this early because he has so much to offer. Kennedy, who was 48 years old, played 11 seasons with the Seahawks and made the Pro Bowl 8 times. He had 58 career sacks and was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2012. There's so much to be gained and learned from every player in the NFL in knowing what Cortez was about. Never bragged, never was critical, never got angry at anybody in the media or anything like that. He was a total humble gentleman. Off the field, he was just a total holy terror. That's how you should be as a football player. That's what stands out to me. In 1992, Kennedy had 14 sacks and was named Defensive Player of the Year, even though the Seahawks went 2-14. Wyman said Kennedy had the utmost respect from his peers, even though fans might have underrated him because the Seahawks didn't have a lot of games on national television at that time. The only time the Seahawks made the playoffs with Kennedy was in 1999. Quarterback Brock Horde was a rookie on that team. When Warren Moon became Kennedy's teammate in Seattle, he marveled at how Kennedy went out of his way to befriend anyone in the organization. Moon said Kennedy would be remembered most for his generosity. "The equipment guys don't get a lot of love," Warren Moon said. "They're always being asked to do stuff, whether it's new shoes or another jock strap. It's always something coming to them saying, I need. Well, he's a guy that would give to these guys, Cortez Kennedy. He would take them to dinner. At times as a group, he would buy those guys lunch and just to have it delivered to them in the equipment room. Whatever it was, even after he wasn't here in Seattle anymore, he would come back and he'd still take those guys out. He just never forgot who they were, and they always remembered him for that. Not a lot of guys are like that as a professional athlete. They're always asking for stuff, always expecting things. Cortez wasn't a guy that expected anything, and when he did get something, he always seemed to return that favor. Well, Cortez Kennedy, you will be long remembered, not only as a Seattle Seahawk, but as a human being that you were and are. Okay, now, how does NFL coaches and general managers have defined Colin Kaepernick? Colin Kaepernick's journey from fresh face upstarts to $126 million sensation to NFL pariah has unfolded without evaluators fundamentally changing what they thought about his skills. What has changed acutely is how evaluators perceive Kaepernick's mindset and prospects for development. Although those perceptions changed long before Kaepernick, a free agent, ever knelt during an anthem in the name of social justice, his controversial protests are obviously a significant part of his multivariable equation. So let's kind of look at the history of Colin Kaepernick, starting from December 2013. It has been a year since Kaepernick took the league by storm, helping the 49ers come oh so close to winning Super Bowl 53. With another postseason approaching, San Francisco improves to 9-4 with a 19-17 victory over the eventual Super Bowl champion Seahawks at Candlestick Park. Kaepernick completes 15 of 29 passes for 175 yards in a defensive battle. In the bigger picture, thoughts begun turning toward the type of deal Kaepernick might command in 2014. Relative to what other young quarterbacks might get, the gap between public perception and league perception seems significant. When I watch Russell Wilson play, I can adamantly say everyone in the league missed on him. You sure did, including the Seahawks. A general manager from another team said at the time, he is the guy, and you do whatever to keep him. You watch Colin Kaepernick. That is the furthest thing from the truth. You like some things, but there is so much inconsistency. Russell Wilson is a great decision maker, smart, great arm, great touch, can throw with timing and anticipation. And on top of that, he has great lateral quickness. To me, Colin Kaepernick has a bazooka for an arm, but you don't see all the time great ball placement. Everything is a 90 miles per hour fastball with him. Okay, going on to January 2014. Kaepernick's star takes a hit in the NFC Championship game when Malcolm Smith intercepts his late pass to Michael Crabtree, sealing Seattle's victory. It's the second consecutive season in which San Francisco makes a deep playoff run with Kaepernick behind center. There's no doubt that he has overtaken Robert Griffin III, or as we know him as RG3, among young dual-threat quarterbacks, but he's still chasing Wilson. Now, let's move up to May 2014. An informal poll of defensive back produces harsh feedback on Kaepernick. It turns out the DBs respect quarterbacks who can consistently win with their arms. I mean, he is a guy who is okay, but you look at his game and it's his legs, one safety says. He has a strong arm, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if he can make every throw. June 2014, the 49ers signed Kaepernick to a six-year, $126 million deal. Kaepernick becomes the first quarterback from the 2011 draft to sign a lucrative extension. San Francisco winds up paying Kaepernick not only $40 million of that total. Cam Newton and Andy Dalton will sign multi-year extensions down the line. Now let's move to December 2nd, 2016. The 49ers have a 1-10 record, including 0-6 with Kaepernick. Kelly will bench him during a game in Chicago 2 days later. Conversations with league insiders turn to Kaepernick's future. One insider says that he will see a team such as the New York Jets giving Kaepernick a 2-year deal similar to what RG3 got from the Browns. Instead, the Jets signed Josh McCown in March. So now March 1st of 2017 of this year, Kaepernick opts out of his contract, allowing him to become a free agent. Reports suggest that the 49ers would have cut him if Kaepernick had not opted out. Yeah, I can believe that. A conversation from December with a league insider suggests that there would be little interest in him. Who wants that headache? A personnel director asked. Low market. Now, as of this month, 2017, Kaepernick ranks 30 out of 32 qualifying quarterbacks in total QBs over the past 2 seasons. The market for him is indeed low. It's also low for several veteran players ranked higher than him on the quarterback list. Cutler is 20th, retired. Ryan Fitzpatrick is 22, remain unsigned until recently. Brock Osweiler, 23, was exiled to Cleveland. Still, shouldn't a player with Kaepernick's credentials have a job by now? Let's just say he's Tim Tebow. An offensive coordinator says, do you want that circus coming to town? You do if the payoff is big enough. There you go, the coordinator replies. What sets him apart? He's not a real accurate thrower. His arm is very strong arm, but it's not a real supple arm. Like if we are talking about Wilson, we are talking about throwing it from a number of different platforms. He can get it out sideways, over the top, can run left or right. I just don't see that with Kaepernick. The greatest is his arm. Aside from having a gun, that is not what you need all the time. Bringing a Tebow-like circus to town would be worth it, and then some, if Kaepernick still projected as a starting quarterback with upside. The reality is that even before the anthem controversy, 46 league insiders voted Kaepernick the 29th best starter, barely ahead of Mark Sanchez, who was cut, y'all, if you remember that, by Denver before the season started. You remember? You watch him on tape, and he never has been able to progress, a quarterback coach says. Greg Roman and Jim Harbaugh really made him. He needs to run that system, and that system lasted for 2 years. Washington took the idea and did it with RG3. Colin thrived in that. And then it took defenses one offseason to figure out how to shut it down. That is why you don't see it anymore. You get your quarterback belted, so it just isn't a viable option. And then with Colin, now he is slimmer and he has never been an accurate passer. You take away the element of being able to run the ball and he can't throw it. I mean, then what do you have left? There aren't many other better options. So now you have the rest of the story, forward and backwards. Okay, so you know about now about Kaepernick. And also, as always, you know, our heart goes out to Cortez Kennedy's family. Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network.
I know a lady.
Ain't nobody crying. I'll take you there.
Ain't nobody worrying.
Welcome back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. If you want to go in there and do a discussion, please go ahead. You're welcome. And the phones are open if you want to call in and talk about any of the news items that I'm discussing. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Well, if you missed the first part of the show, I'm sorry that you did, because we did a remembrance to Cortez Kennedy, and we also talked about Colin Kaepernick. So you can always go back in the archives and listen to the show. And, in fact, at the website, if you go on the front page, the most recent show is there, and you can listen to it right there, front page of the website. Okay. Now, we're going to some, I want to say this right quick. This is entertainment news, but just a little bit, because we'll be going back. Ariana Grande suspects tour after the Manchester bombing. By the way, the staff of the Essence of Success Radio Network, our prayers go out to all the people involved, even the first responders, about the Manchester bombing in England. Our prayers and heart, we're so sorry that that happened. Okay, Ariana Grande suspends tour after Manchester bombing. Pop singer Ariana Grande has suspended her upcoming tour dates after a deadly suicide bombing killed 22 at her concert in Manchester, England. She canceled performances in London that were scheduled for this week, as well as shows through June 5th. The rest of the tour is being suspended until we can further assess the situation and pay our proper respects to those lost, her management team said. Okay. Now, on to political news. Well, the CBO... the CBO GOP health care plan would leave 23 million citizens in the United States uninsured. The Republican health care plan that passed the House earlier this month would leave 23 million more Americans without health insurance over the next 10 years with the current law, and will reduce the deficit, they claim, by $119 billion. Now, who do you think gets all that money? The insurance companies, y'all. Don't be fooled. It ain't about Trump's name. It's the insurance company and their lobbyists. According to analysis released by Congressional Budget Office, that's the CBO, if you didn't know, it's Congressional Budget Office, on Wednesday, today, the findings are similar to a CBO score of an earlier version of the bill spiked by Republican leaders earlier this year due to lack of support. House Republicans passed the American Health Care Act 3 weeks ago without a new analysis from the nonpartisan office, but a CBO analysis of an earlier version of the legislation found the new law would result in leaving 24 million more Americans without health insurance within 10 years. But significant changes were made to the original bill to help push it through the House. Notably, among them was a provision that would allow states to opt out of mandatory coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. Again, that would allow states to opt out of mandatory coverage for people with pre-existing conditions, which was under Obamacare or the Affordable Act Care. No Democrats voted for the plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, and they slammed their Republican counterparts for voting on the legislation before the analysis was completed. The plan faces an uncertain future in the Senate, with members on both sides of the aisles warning major changes need to be made to the House version of the legislation before the Senate can vote. Okay, next one is Michael Flynn. I know y'all. This was on Monday. Michael Flynn misled Pentagon about his Russian ties. Well, I don't know why Trump keeps we're going to talk about this, keeps doing, not doing, but protecting him, because the man lied. Obama told him before he even got his cabinet together when he was asking Obama who he should have in his cabinet. Of course, you know, he put nothing but, he didn't listen to Obama's suggestion. He put all his friends, all his millionaire friends in there. But Obama told him, don't hire Michael Flynn. He is not a fit for the cabinet or this particular, security in the government. And, of course, you know, Trump, he wasn't listening to what Obama was saying. He was going to do what he wanted to do. Now he done got caught up. But I'm going to tell you who's going to take Trump down, and I'll do a story on him probably next week, is Comey, the head of the FBI, because his people are backing him and they're supporting him. He's going to be the one that's going to take Trump's down. Michael Flynn has been ordered by the Senate Intelligence Committee to hand over emails and other records related to any dealings with Russians as part of that panel's investigation into Russian election meddling. His decision to invoke his Fifth Amendment rights puts him at risk of being held in contempt of Congress, which can also result in a criminal charge, Michael Flynn. Mr. Flynn's lawyer, Robert Kellner, did not respond to a request for comment. The controversy surrounding the Trump White House ties to Russia have overshadowed the early months of the new administration, and Mr. Flynn has been at the center of the maelstrom. He is under scrutiny both by congressional committees and by federal law enforcement agencies for his ties to Russia and his business dealings with Turkey. Let me hold up right here for a minute and tell y'all something. Do you remember when Trump's I'm gonna enlighten you right quick and wake you up. Do you remember when Trump's had all these different bankruptcies going from year to year? 1 year he'd do good, then he'd have two bankruptcies, he'd come back, and he might have another one. Well, it got to a point, y'all, that a lot of the lenders wouldn't even look at Trump's. They wouldn't even give him the money because, of course, he dealt in million-dollar hotels and motels, stuff like that. But they wouldn't even touch him. They wouldn't give him the money. So where do you think he got the funding to go back to being a millionaire and eventually to a billionaire? From Russia. You want me to say that again? Maybe you didn't hear me. Russia gave Trump the money in order for him to build his million-dollar empire again and become a billionaire. Okay, so remember that when I'm telling you. Follow the money. There is a reason he wants people to back off of Putin. There's a reason that Trump wants them to back off of Michael Flynn. He's talking about Comey was a nut job. Comey is not the nut job head of the FBI. It's that damn Michael Flynn and Trump's. Okay. So in February, Mr. Trump asked James B. Comey, then the FBI director, to end the FBI investigation into Flynn. Do you hear me? To end the FBI investigation into Flynn, a request some legal experts have said amounts to obstruction of justice. Hello, somebody. Lawmakers have previously asserted that Mr. Flynn had failed to disclose income he had received for the Moscow trip to obtain security clearance to work in the White House, but the letter released on Monday shows he had misled investigators during a previous attempt to renew his clearance months before Mr. Trump won the election. Mr. Cummings quoted directly from the Pentagon report detailing his clearance process. The Pentagon document itself, a report of investigation from March 2016, was not included with his letter sent to Representative Jason Chaffetz, the Utah Republican, who is the chairman of the Oversight Committee. As Mr. Flynn's legal problems have accumulated, White House officials have tried to distance themselves from him. Really? They have also tried to shift blame, pointing out that it was during the Obama, blame it on Obama, President Obama administration, that his security clearance was renewed. No, because Obama didn't want him and told dumbass don't get him. Mr. Flynn was a former three-star general, ran the Defense Intelligence Agency from 2012 until 2014. The House committee has asked the White House to turn over all documents used by Mr. Trump's transition team to vet Mr. Flynn before naming him National Security Advisor. as well as any communication among Mr. Trump's top aides about Mr. Flint's contacts with foreign officials. The White House has thus far refused the request. Mr. Cummings has been pushing Mr. Shaftes to issue a subpoena demanding the document. Okay. Previous documents released by the Oversight Committee reveal that Mr. Flynn was paid more than $65,000 by companies linked to Russia in 2015. In addition to RT, which is its own, they have a television network owned by Russia, Mr. Flynn received $11,250 from a Russian cargo airline, Volga Dnepr Airlines, which had been implicated in a bribery scheme involving Russian officials at the United Nations. Another charge coming up, huh? In October 2015, he was paid another $11,250 by Kaspersky Government Security Solutions, the American branch of a Russian cybersecurity firm. I'm going to have to tell you, I'm going to be honest. That's who I have for a security system on my computers, Kaspersky. I didn't know that was from Russia. Ooh, but they're good. Let me tell y'all. Forget McAfee, Norton, and all that. You want a really good security for your computer and your laptop, get Kaspersky. It's Kaspersky. Excellent. They can't get in. Retired generals are ordinarily allowed to keep a clearance as a courtesy, but they also must report all income from foreign sources to the Pentagon. Possessing a security clearance opens up potentially lucrative jobs with government contractors who prize the contacts and insider knowledge of retired generals. While we recognize General Flynn's constitutional right to invoke the Fifth Amendment, we are disappointed he has chosen to disregard the committee's subpoena request for documents relevant and necessary to that investigation, they said in a joint statement. We will vigorously pursue General Flynn's testimony and his production of any and all pertinent materials pursuant to the committee's authority. Now, as I said earlier, Comey, head of the FBI, he's going to take Trump down. Well, at least he'll be on that path or in that lane of impeachment. Flynn, on the other hand, is going to be out there on poverty row, right, with with Trump's. Now, why I'm saying poverty row, when Forbes came out with their list for, you know, the 500, Forbes 500 millionaires or billionaires, when they came out with the billionaires, that's what I want to say, Trump's is in the poverty one. He only has $3.2 billion compared to, let's say, Bill Gates, who has $87 billion, or Jeff Bezos, head of Amazon, who has $78 billion, or Warren Buffett, who has $70-some billion. So, you know, with Trump's being down there at 3.2, yeah, you're on poverty billionaire, not millionaire, but poverty billionaire. You can't, like I said at the beginning when he was running as a candidate, you may have a seat at the table, Trump's, but you'll never, never be the head, never. So anyway, so that is my news on the political. And we're going to take a quick break and come back. And you know what? I didn't do News of the Weird last week, but I'm going to do it this week, okay? Because you know we got to have a little laugh in between. So I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. All right. See you in a minute. Welcome back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and we do have lines open right now on the phone, so thank you for listening and joining the show. Okay, and the time right now, it's about 6:40 on the West Coast, and it's 9:40 on the East Coast. So, now, and before I go, I almost forgot, I got to do entertainment news for the state of Washington, because I listed it on the website, so we know what's coming up for the next 3 months, okay? So I'll go through it pretty quick, because I want to do that prayer before I go to News of the Weird. Okay, coming Washington State. Entertainment coming up for May and June. We've got in July. We've got Cheek and Chong will be here Saturday, July 22nd at the Emerald Queen Casino. Go get your pen and pencil. See, I can hear you already. Go get your pen and pencil and a piece of paper so you can write this down. Okay? I'll give you a second or two here. And then you can also contact Ticketmaster or their ticket office, you know, to get your tickets ahead of time so you can get good seats. Okay, are you ready now? You got your pen? Okay, good. All right, here we go. Cheek and Chong will be here Saturday, July 22nd at the Emerald Queen Casino. Gladys Knight will be here Thursday, July 20th at the Tulip Amphitheater. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill will be here on their Soul to Soul World Tour 2017 on May 27th at the Tacoma Dome. That's this weekend, y'all. In fact, it's Saturday. So let me say that again. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are here this Saturday at the Tacoma Dome on their Soul to Soul World Tour. Brad Paisley, Weekend Warrior World Tour 2017 will be here Friday, June 30th at the White River Amphitheater, and that is in Auburn, Washington. Joe Rogan, famous comedian, on his tour, Strange Times 2017 tour, Friday, August 4th at the Paramount Theater. George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic will be here Friday, July 28th. At Neptune Theater. Def Leppard, Hello Somebody, will be here Friday, June 9th. That's next week after next. So remember that. Write that one down. Def Leppard, Friday, June 9th at the White River Amphitheater, and that is in Auburn, Washington. Then we've got the Moody Blues, Days of Future Past. It's their 50th anniversary tour. Write it down. The Moody Blues Days of Future Past 50th Anniversary Tour, Sunday, June 11th, in 2 weeks, and they're at the St. Michelle Winery up in Woodinville. You know that's going to be live. If you've never been to St. Michelle Winery, it's a hit. You got to go take your blanket, buy some wine up there, take your cheese and maybe a couple of sandwiches and sit back in the grass and listen to the music. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's a really, really nice treat. Okay, now for sports coming up. Also, this Sunday, y'all, Storms are Lady NBA basketball women, and I want you to know they won a championship. Hello. Yep, Seattle Storm, women's NBA basketball team. Their game is Sunday at the Key Arena, y'all, and they're playing the Indiana Fever. That's Seattle Storm versus the Indiana Fever, Sunday, May 28th at Key Arena. Also coming up is the Sounders. They're playing Saturday. The Sounders FC will be playing Portland Timbers Saturday, May 27th at CenturyLink Field in downtown Seattle. And those are your events coming up. May, June, July, and I think I had an August one in there, too, for Washington. Okay. Now, real quick, I'm going to do this prayer, and then we're going to have a couple of laughs here before I get out of here. This prayer is on the website under prayers, www.theessenceofsuccess.com, right-hand side, scroll down to prayers, and you'll see it. So this prayer is titled, Here and Now. Here and Now. Source is now manifesting and providing here and now. our commandments and creations for God, angels, miracles, to give us all of our lives experiences of excellent health, total and unconditional love, huge wealth, huge prosperity, immense joy. From known and unknown beings, entities, spirits, souls, from all dimensions of time and space, here and now. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the source and the universe. Thank you. We are, so be it. It is already done. Okay, so that's a new prayer. All right, so let's get to news of the weird. You know, y'all been missing this, huh? Let's see what's going on. Okay, several treatments, excuse me, several treatments are available to combat the heart arrhythmia, otherwise known as arterial fibrillation, but all requires medical supervision, which John Griffin, 69, said he tried to acquire at the emergency room at New Zealand's Waikato Hospital in April, last month, only to be met with delay and frustration. Griffin went home that day, took notice of his neighbor's 8,000-volt electric security fence, and with boots off, in a fit of do-it-yourself desperation, nudged it with his arm. He got quite a jolt, he said, but he walked away, and his heart returned to natural rhythm. Ha! Hello. The medical director of the Heart Foundation of New Zealand said that Griffin was lucky and sternly warned against the procedure. Hey, dude got his heart back going, so hey, I ain't mad at you. The hospital can do what you got to do. Well, this is weird science. Medical researchers have been frustrated for years at failures in getting certain cancer-fighting drugs to reach targeted areas in women's reproductive tracts. But doctors in Germany announced in April a bold technique that appeared to work. Sending the drugs via sperm cells would seem to roam without obstruction as they search for an egg. The process involves coating active sperm cells with an iron adhesive and magnetically steering them to their internal targets. That I'd like to see. Okay. News that sounds like a joke. Sean Clemens now waiting trial in Liberty, Ohio, in the death of an 84-year-old woman, allegedly confessed his guilt to a coworker after telling the man that something was bothering him and that he needed to tell someone about it, but only if the coworker would pinky swear not to tell anyone else. Well, guess the 84-year-old woman, she broke the code. So he had to kill her. Okay, in the course of pursuing claims against Alaska dentist Seth Lockhart for medical fraud, government investigators found a video on his phone of him extracting a sedated patient's tooth while riding on a hoverboard. He had apparently sent the video to his office manager under the title New Standard of Care. Lockhart has been indicted in 2016 for billing Medicaid $1.8 million for patient sedations unnecessary for the procedures they received. Perspective. In April, Tennessee State Representative Mike Stewart, aiming to make a point about the state's lax gun sale laws and piggybacking onto the cuddly feeling people have about children's curbside lemonade stands, set up a combination stand on Nashville Capitol Hill, offering for sale lemonade cookies and an AK-47 assault rifle with the sign reading, "No background check." To distinguish the private sale AK-47s from one purchase from a federal licensed dealer. In fact, some states still regulate lemonade stands more than gun sales by nettlesome health department and anti-competitive rules and licensing. Though Tennessee allows a stand in most neighborhoods as long as they are small and operate infrequently. Well, there you go. We got lemonade, cookies, and AK-47. Boy, I bet he was on the news, huh? Which he was on AKRN-TV in Nashville. Ironies. The Wall Street Journal reported in February that among the most popular diversions when Syrian households gather to escape the country's bombs and bullets is playing the Hasbro Ward board game Risk. Damn. Even though the game's default version contains only five armies, not nearly enough to stimulate the many Syrian factions now fighting. Oh, God. Board game Risk. Number two, the Parliament of Australia's New South Wales entertaining a February citizen petition to cut societal waste admitted that the petition required 107,000 signatures already on a USB stick would by rule have to be submitted in hard copy, 4,000 pages, even though the pages would immediately be electronically scanned into a format for data storage. Oh, God. People different from us. In March, an electrician on a service call at a public restroom in Yusuke, Japan, discovered a crawl space above the urinal area, which had apparently been a man's home, with a space heater, gas stove, and clothing. Investigators learned that Takeshi Yamauchi, 54, a homeless wanderer, had been living there continuously for 3 years and had arranged everything very tidily, including the 300-plus plastic 2-liter bottles of his urine. Oh, it was unclear why he was storing his urine when he resided above a public restroom. Oh, yeah, he was way crazy. He was way crazy. Quazy. Not CR, KW, crazy. Least competent criminals. Not ready for prime time. In March, Washington, D.C. broadcast surveillance video of a 7-Eleven armed robbery in the city's northeast sector, since some footage offered a clear picture of the suspect's face. Moments into the robbery, the man peered upward, caught sight of the camera, and shocked, reached for his apparently forgotten ski mask on top of his head, where, better late than never, he pulled it into place. Damn. In November, three teenagers were arrested after stealing super-fast Dodge cars in the middle of the night from a dealership in St. Peter's, Missouri. After driving less than a mile, police said the three had lost control of their cars, crashing them, including totaling two, wow, 700-horsepower Challenger Hellcats. Ooh. No longer weird. News that was formerly weird, but whose patterns more recently have become so tedious that the stories deserve respectful retirement. On May 5th, an elderly woman in Plymouth, England, became the most recent to drive wildly afield by blindly obeying her car's satellite navigation system, turning left as ordered, only to confront a solid railing. She nonetheless spotted a narrow pedestrian gap and squeezed through, which led to her descending the large concrete stairway at the Mayflower House Court, parking garage, until her undercarriage got stuck. Oh, God. Police in East Palestine, Ohio, said the 8-year-old boy who commandeered the family car and drove his sister, 4 years old, to the local McDonald's for a cheeseburger on April 9th, was different from the usual underage drivers in that he caused no problems. Witnesses said he followed traffic signals en route, which the boy attributed to learning from YouTube videos. Wow. How interesting is that? Whoa. Okay. Well, you know, we've got the kid up here. He's in federal prison, the Barefoot Bandit, that took a plane, and he said he learned that, flew a plane from here to Jamaica, not from here, but the Midwest, I think, to Jamaica. And they asked him, how did he know how to fly a plane? And he said, from playing the games, and that's how he learned. Isn't that something? Boy, I tell you, one may wonders never cease. Just everything is on the Internet now. I mean, you just can't even get by it anymore. Anyway, well, thank you, everybody, for joining me today, whether around the world in the chat room or on the phone. I enjoyed you. Thank you. No one's told you they love you today. I do. Hope you enjoyed the news, the sports, the prayers, and, of course, at the end, news of the weird. We always got to laugh, huh? So I hope you have a good week. I will see you on Friday at 6 p.m. for Friday Traffic Jams. I don't know what the music is going to be this week. I haven't decided. So you're just going to have to turn in and find out or see the notices up on Facebook or my website, okay? So anyway, have a good day and have a good rest of the week. And I'll see you on Friday at 6 for Friday Traffic Jams with Linus.
Gonna take